I'm here. Who knows how far away, while Talavera's ship is on its way to its crucial destination? Perhaps I was too hasty in my escape.
I think I'm going to have to return to the Churixer ship, she said. Is that possible?
Everything needed to track shipboard Tiernet notes is on hand right here, so usually I would say yes. Unfortunately, our continued presence could lead to an inconvenient demise.
So saying, Harry looked up. Following his gaze, Julia saw beyond the shadowy streetscape to the glittering clusters of Ingress Lock 87 and a flock of shining spheres, each one emitting a shimmering fan of light that passed back and forth across the crowded areas of the data cavern. Each overlapped with its neighbours in a swathe that was moving steadily closer.
The Invigilance system is performing a deep grid audit, Harry said. Detection is not in our interest. High complexity entities like us are automatically considered a threat and treated accordingly. We'll have to leave. Now.
Julia felt a flutter of something like panic. I assume this means the use of more orgs. Harry nodded and handed her what looked like two playing cards. One had a picture of a wine press, the other an image of a pair of hands shaking.
Put them in your pocket to embed them.
She did so and felt a small quiver. And when she patted her pocket, it was empty. Above them, the fans of scrutinizing radiance drew nearer.
Now take my hand and say compression one, Harry said.
Where are we going?
A place where the risk is less imminent.
For a moment, Julia swayed on her indecision, wishing one of the others, like Irania, was there to advise. But she knew that in the end it came down to trust. So she took his hand and said the words. There was a bizarre instant when everything around her slowed down and down into gritty, grainy, colourless images that flattened out to greyness.
No one shall mock.
Suddenly, the nighttime street corner popped back into its original appearance. Only now, beyond the hazy periphery of Harry's standard background, they appeared to be standing on a large shelf jutting from the shadowy wall of a wide horizontal shaft stretching off into a faintly radiant distance. As with the Brolturan Ingress Lock 87, a bright cord of data flow entered via a conduit and branched as it ran straight through the centre of the shaft. This data flow, however, was a slender beam, and its few branches, almost thread-like, split off along irregular towers protruding from the sides of the shaft. Around their bases, cube and dome structures glowed and pulsed. The rest of the datascape seemed dead and inert, plunged into deactivated gloom.
So, we were compressed, uploaded, and transvectored to, she frowned, to wherever this is.
Harry was gazing at the palm of one hand, where data and images streamed and glowed. When Julia spoke, he snapped his fingers and the display vanished.
I keep an upload grappler on standby at all times, he said. As for our current location, well, let us say that it doesn't appear on any Tiernet maps. Those who make use of the place call it Quijic, although it has had other names at different times. It was once a military spy probe, deployed by one of the hegemony's imperial predecessors, the Ophari Alliance, probably.